All right, welcome to call the Hamburg City Council meeting in order for December 13, 2022 at 1901, if all would rise for the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. To the Republic of the United States, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
Welcome, everyone. Go ahead and open up for public comment if anybody has anything they want to add that's not on the agenda. Now is the time to come sit in the hot seat. Okay, we'll move on then to the agenda review. I look for a motion to approve the agenda as written, unless anybody has any additions or deletions.
I make a motion to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the agenda as written. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Bucktin, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Look then for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Just one thing I want to, before you guys go to the consent agenda, is just let you know, I put in for some time off around Christmas, but I don't know if it's going to happen. We got hall rentals and other things that I just may not be able to take off. And then also, I think on the 27th, there may be something I have to address with the lawyers, I believe, too. So,
okay.
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Councilman Poplar, second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Bucktin, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Chief.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. As you can see on the agenda, I'm here for the same two things that I've been here for I don't know, the past 2 years. So I'm here if there's any more questions I can try and answer or anything you have for me or anybody else.
I got one. We had some talk last meeting. We were kind of unclear. You remember where the total was before the city had contribution? There was some confusion as moving to the budget. It'd be nice to know.
As far as where the...
Like where the increases? Is it
in here? Yep, it's in the packet, so...
It is 5,000.
Yeah, you can thank Jeremy for that.
Thanks, Jeremy. Okay, nobody. I think we have what we need on my part.
Did you want both the para and the...
That's what we're going for right now. If you guys are going to say it's one or the other, we can talk about that. We're looking for both, though.
Okay, Council, any questions for the chief on it?
What level of the pair did you want?
$2,200 is what we were seeking. The city can give a raise and set it at $2,000. They could set it at $2,100. $2,200 is what we're asking. If you look in the packet, it tells you what Councilman Tracy was looking for. We go up to 2,200. It's a 5,000 some odd dollar amount for city contribution, 5,104. If we go up to 2,000, it's no required contribution from the city. Looking at the percentages between 2,000 and 2,200, you're looking at a 6% difference there. So $2,100 would put it, you know, probably at 101% funded. I don't know for sure, but that's kind of where it would put it. Which if that were the case, it would also require no city contribution. And in other years dealing with this, you know, it's a $5,000 city contribution for 2023. And from there on, it moves down. Sometimes, you know, the market will mess with us a little bit, but in years prior, it's shown that the longer we are, it goes down. Our percent funded goes up, the required contribution goes down.
Yeah. Council, any other questions? Otherwise, we can tackle this during the budget. The only thing we want to remind everybody as we go through this conversation, the whole reason we went to para originally was to have this type of benefit there, but also that we were going to wait the 5 years before we did anything on the para as far as a contribution increase or anything of that nature. And then if we did implement these things, what's the appetite? I know some of the feedback that I got from some of the firefighters, both present and in the past, was about that there's basically a few that do all the work or a lot of the work and a few that don't do too much of the work. On your call percentages, where are we falling in when it comes to that?
Our call percentages are pretty even across the board. I can go grab you a sheet right outside the door that will tell you exactly where everyone is at, you know, call percentage wise. We have some guys that are, you know, 70% calls, but everyone else is, you know, 30, 40, 50% call volume. There is nobody that is under 20%. And that is our required minimum for them to get paid for year of service. If they fall underneath that, they do not receive that year's pension.
Yeah, okay.
What was the increase you're looking for the officers?
The increase for the officers, it would be to take the chief position from 1,200 to 2,000. And the rest of the officers are at 600, and it would bump them up to 1,000. I think the grand total came up to be like 2,400 or 2,240, something like that. So, and the reason for that increase is the officers are taking on more and more training each and every year. More and more gets put on our plates. We also talked about moving to a volunteer on-call schedule for weekends so that there's always an officer in town, and then that would be done through the fire department, through the officers ourselves. We would come up with a schedule and make sure that there is an officer in town at all times. If it was your weekend to work July 4th, you would be here. Every other officer can go to the lake or do whatever. Or if an officer knew they were going to be here on the 4th, you know, they could sign up for it, Christmas, New Year's, stuff like that, make sure all the weekends are covered so we don't run ourselves short of help. And so that's part of it too. You know, if you ask somebody to stay home a weekend, even though it's volunteer, a little extra, I think at the end of the year helps with that. I mean, after taxes, it's not a big increase for anybody, but it's something, and it also will help get us officers that want to be officers and stay officers. We have a hard time right now getting people to sign up or run to be an officer position and to stay at officer position. Our officer turnover for no real specific reason in the last 2-3 years has been kind of jumbled. You know, I've had guys sign up, ask for leave of absences, resign because they have too much going on at home. They bit off more than they can chew. And hopefully if there's a little bit more incentive, say, hey, we're going to tack on more training hours and we're going to require you to, you know, stay home on weekends. There's a little bit more incentive for people to want to join as an officer and stay as an officer. It's kind of falls in the same line as the para increase. It's kind of a recruitment and retention plan, you know, get new guys in, keep the guys we have here a little longer. Experience is a hard thing to come by in the fire service. We have guys, you know, that have been here less than 5 years, and we got guys like Mr. Stephen Buckentine that, you know, have 35 years. That experience goes a long ways. And if knowing that they can retire with a little extra and, you know, hang it out for a couple more years, you know, that's not only huge to me, but that's huge to the community and the people that we serve around us. It's really, really tough to get new firefighters these days. The amount of training hours that you have to put in just to be on the fire department has gone up probably 20-25% since I joined the fire department. When I joined, your firefighter one classes were 120 hours or 240 hours, and your EMR has gone up a little bit too. To me, it's a little ridiculous, especially for a town our size and the amount of calls we run, but they're training everybody as if they want to go to Chaska, Chan, Minneapolis, or come here. So the training is quality. And when we do get somebody, we're getting them well-trained, but it's tough to get young people to you know, want to sign up to do that. And, you know, we don't have the ability to offer a signing bonus or anything like that. So I'm hoping with a pair of rays, you know, get some people in, keep the ones we have for a little longer until we can get some new people in.
Where are you at numbers wise? I haven't heard that in a while.
The lowest I've seen it in my 17 years of being here, we are at 19 right now, 18 or 19. And I was told we might have one of our members putting their house on the market in March. So they are leaving a lot faster than they are coming.
Where do you want to be? Like, what's your
company? Ideally, I'd like to be up at 30. I mean, that would be full roster for us. 25 would be ideal. You know, it's a good number to have. But, you know, for me, 30 would be awesome. You know, all the trucks filled, you know, all the lockers filled, you know, because not all of us are around 100% of the time. If I could say we're going to have 20 guys that are here 100% of the time, I wouldn't worry about that. But, you know, we get calls and we get four or five guys maybe that are around, you know, that puts our community at risk. You know, calls at 2-3 in the morning are, you get the most people, but you get it at 2-3 in the afternoon on a Wednesday. And, you know, say it's a fire call and the only people in town are the couple of rescue reserves we have that aren't trained in fire. That's a real problem in my eyes. And granted, we're set up with other communities for auto aid to get more help on the way sooner, but, you know, nearest for that is Norwood and Green Isle. So that's why I'm looking at bumping stuff up. The officers have never had a raise since we implemented the yearly salary for the officers, and that was, well, Justin was chief when he did that. He was chief for 4 or 5 years, and then Scott was on too, myself too. So we're looking at 10 years since we've had any bump and increase as far as officers. And then I think it was, what, 3-4 years ago when we switched into para is when it got bumped up from 1600 to 1800. And along with that, I don't know how many of you guys remember, but at the time we moved into para had a 5-year hold on how things went. So if you retired or got a raise within that 5 years, it didn't go into effect until after the 5 years. They have now changed that. It went to the Senate and Congress. So basically, if you have 5 years of service in, you are eligible for whatever the raise is at, and we can move the raise however we want. They had a 5-year wait on it. So if after year one, we moved it up to $10,000, it wouldn't go into effect for another 4 years. That is no longer the case. So, you know, if I retired tomorrow, you know, I would be obligated to whatever council set it at. But again, I would not be able to collect that money until I was, what, 50 and a half, 51 and a half. I can roll it over into an IRA or 401k. If I want it cash money, I have to wait till I'm 59 and a half. So that's another 20 years for me to touch that money. And that's for a lot of guys, you know, other than the guy who's chuckling behind me because he's old enough to, you know, retire and see some money. But that's where, you know, Mr. Buckentine is our most tenured member on the fire department. And after that, the guys that are up there, you're looking at 20, 25 years of service, and they're in their low to mid 40s. So you're still looking at 10 to 15 years before some of those guys can even pull out if they were to retire after this year or in 2 years, you know. So it's not an immediate thing. And I talked to you guys a couple meetings ago about the percent fundage. Right now we're at 127% funded. So that means that the pot of money that's in there is more money than we have guys that retired with years of service. So if everyone retired, and at this point right now, there would be a surplus of money in there. And that includes the people that are on deferred plan that have retired already and can't collect until they're old enough. So again, if whatever decision the city makes, if we get below that 100% funding mark and everybody retired January 2, the money, the city wouldn't be writing a big check on January 3 to cover that, because there's guys that won't be able to touch that money for 10, 20, 30, 40 years. So it's not like that money just, you know, comes out immediately. That's something that, you know, if nothing ever got put in after that, because the fire department dismembered, you know, and the market went good in 20 years, the interest would take care of your guys' payment.
Council, any other questions or anything else you need from the chief in the regards of those two items? As I say, we'll make decisions on them when we get to the budget and we see where our budget is sitting. Obviously, the parrot is the one that wouldn't impact, well, it could impact the budget depending on how high of an increase that we did decide to do.
Yeah. No, I don't have any questions. Thanks for all the info.
Yep. I do have one other thing that I didn't have put on here. Do you guys have William Miller and Sons contracted for snow plowing around the station here? We will need that area around the water tower cleared out.
Okay.
They have the snow pushed up in front of that hydrant. Reason we have that hydrant there and the turnaround.
Do you want the whole
loop? Yeah. Yep. Okay. So that was put there so we could fill there with our water trucks instead of having guys climb on the trucks in the station. Obviously, we can still fill here in the station, but especially being this time of year, people crawling up and down on trucks, you know, you get a little water on the outside of those tanks and it's 6 degrees. It's not water anymore. So that was a big reason when the water tower went up, the loop was put in and that hydrant was there. So if that could be made mention to those guys so we could get that opened up in case we do need it.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
All right. Anything else?
Nothing here.
Doesn't look like it. Looks like you're free to go.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Chief. Okay. We'll move on to the next. Nathaniel, if you want to come up.
Hi. I'm here to help stop littering around the city. Nathaniel Braith.
He said my name.
I'm here to try to help stop littering around the city, because I've noticed it more as there are parties around the city, the community hall. Like, because unlike the big park downtown, up here there's no trash can around the park area. So in between the streets, there's more garbage because there are more sorry, I can't find the word. So I was wondering if we could maybe put one or two trash cans in between the roads around the community hall to help people throw away more garbage instead of littering like what has happened recently. So I was wondering what you think about that.
Council, any thoughts?
Definitely. What do we have right now? We got the big one outside the ramp, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess the only thing we'd have to figure out is how we could, because obviously we could put one in the park, the small park there,
right,
on the grass, but would be the next set down. What could we do if we could do anything at all?
Yeah, I'll have to take a look at the area and see what we can do too, because I think you talked about doing some recycling too, right?
Yep.
So I mean, we can talk to waste management about providing a recycling bin too. I'd probably want to look at some way securing it too, though.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I know that it'll end up not in the park, let's say. So yeah, I don't see an issue with that at all.
That actually might be something we could use. There's a program called SHIP, and it's for, I forget, something health improvement.
State health improvement plan.
Yeah.
Staying active.
Yeah. So that might be a way to help fund that aspect of putting something like together. Because we'd want to have if we did something like this, we want to have it more permanent so it doesn't walk away or the wind doesn't blow it over.
Which I think then we can tie that into our so-called dog waste stations too.
Then. Mm, yeah. Yeah, I think something the council can kick around, and we'll have to have Jeremy do some research. And unless you have something already in mind in regards to the receptacle that would be used, or
no, not really.
Okay. We'll just have Jeremy keep in contact with you too as we go along and keep you updated, and so you can keep your project updated as well.
Okay.
I'll keep in touch.
Okay.
Council, any questions?
No, pretty straightforward.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Do you want to do it that way? Yeah.
Jan?
Hello, everyone. Excuse me. I'm Jan Shoemaker, and I received the offer for the deputy clerk position, which I'm very interested in. And I received the offer letter, so thank you very much. I would like to just do a counter of a $3 increase to the offer that was provided. So that's why I'm here this evening.
Council, just to refresh everybody's memory, we did offer 17.
Yeah.
So what Jan is looking for is 20 an hour. I don't know if council has any questions for Jan or what thoughts we would have on that.
You know, based on my qualification and the job requirements, I do have an accounting background, which will help a lot with the utility billing, and maybe even help Jeremy out with some of his treasurer duties. But that's why I'm here this evening, is just to provide a counter offer to that. Does anybody have any questions for me?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Not really any questions, I guess. Thinking.
Okay.
I'm going to throw this out there. So the rest of the council can digest it if they want. How about 18, 6 months?
Okay.
And go to 19.
That's fair.
I feel like there's no doubt about it, but I think it'd be more comfortable if we see that 6 months of familiar.
Okay.
And, you know, just so we have, I guess, a better feel of,
okay,
you know, what we're dealing with for sure. I've got to
get
some more to deal with. It's nice to have that 6 months under your belt.
Yeah.
You can kind of reassess, you know, and then I'm confident in what you can provide, but I think everybody would just be more comfortable after 6 months of service. But that's my
I like that idea.
My feedback, I guess.
Yeah, I was.
Yep. You heard
it. Is that a motion, Tim?
Yes, make a motion to if she so accepts, start Jan Shoemaker at 18 and 19 after a 6 month review.
Okay,
you second it.
Moved and seconded to offer Jan Shoemaker the position of deputy clerk at $18 to start, with a bump to 19 after a 6 month review. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Buxton, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Congratulations.
Okay. Thank you. And then Jeremy, will you give me another offer letter, or
yes,
just let me know what next steps
yep
are?
Yep.
Perfect. I'll thank you very much.
We'll order the background check tomorrow too, right away.
Okay,
very we'll good. Get the ball rolling.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Jan. All right, so the next item is the public works position. It was brought to our attention today that our offer was not taken. So
we are up to candidate three.
And so the thought would be is to offer candidate three the same offer as the other two were given, and hopefully third time's a charm.
To be fourth.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
So I would look for a motion then to offer Samuel Newblum. Hopefully I said his last name right. A rate of $26 with the opportunity to increase to $27 after satisfactory 6 month review. look for a motion for that.
I'll make that motion. Second.
It's moved and seconded to offer Samuel Mublin the public works position for starting at 26 with a potential to 27 after a satisfactory review. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Buxton, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Passes. All right, well, hopefully Sam says yes. All right, move on then to new business.
So you can strike the professional services. I didn't get the agreement from SEH yet, so I'll have that for the January meeting. And then we can go to the, just looking for a motion to set public hearing for January 10th for a comp plan amendment. And the reason for that comp plan amendment is for the Thomas annexation just behind the community center here. The water treatment plant, the 2 acres that he annexed into.
Gotcha.
That was not part of our comp plan, so we have to amend our comp plan and note that for Met Council.
Okay. Councilman Tracy, make a motion to set the public hearing for January 10th, 2023 at 7:05 for the Thomas annexation comp plan amendment.
Councilman Poplar, second it.
It's moved and seconded to set a public hearing for January 10th, 2023, 7:05 as stated. Any further discussion?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Buckley, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Public hearing is set. Move on then to city fee schedule for 2023.
All right, so I have the fee schedule up here. Basically, the only real items to be changed was upping the hall rent $200. Other things, which I'll get into the budget too, but water rates looking at about a 2% increase and sewer rates about a 5% increase to them rates, which I will go over during the budget. The only other things we had is, and maybe we have some fire department members here, is they can assist in this, but it was brought to the council's attention to increase the fire call rates on a per hourly basis. We're currently at $450 for the first hour and then $350 for each additional hour. I don't know what fire department's thoughts are on increasing that, but maybe Chief, you can provide a little insight on that and where you think you'd like to have them be, or
I honestly think they can go up. I mean, they've been at that rate for as long as I can remember. Introduced. And for those of you who are unaware on how this works, so say somebody from Minneapolis comes cruising through Hamburg out on Highway 5 here and gets in an accident. We don't charge anybody in our fire district, because that's where their taxes, that's where their township dues, they pay for our fire service. So the townships, they pay X amount of dollars per unit. So if you're a farmer that's got a few units, you're paying for those units. But if someone through Minneapolis, you know, from Minneapolis comes through cruising through here, gets in a car accident, you know, whether it's a regular car accident or with a semi, they get billed, or their insurance companies get billed for $450 for the first hour there, and then $350 each additional hour. So this is no increase to our taxpayers. This is basically, for a lack of a better term, outsiders. And it's been a way for the city, not the fire department, to gain revenue with the fire department. We don't have a lot of calls that we end up charging out for. Excuse me. Jeremy would know more along the lines, but it's
about 2 a year.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a couple a year. So, you know, sometimes it's 4, sometimes it's 1, but it averages out, you know, 2-3 a year. In all honesty, I mean, you could easily probably, you know, bump that up to, you know, $500 for the first, or, you know, $550, $600 for the first hour. I guess it's 9.5 times out of 10, the insurance companies are the one footing the bill. And I don't know that it really matters what other departments are doing. I know, like, other departments like NOR and stuff, I believe they charge by the hour, by piece of equipment, by personnel. That's a lot of paperwork that I don't want to deal with, to be honest with you. And I don't think Jeremy wants to deal with it either. So this is just if we take out one truck or if we take out all nine trucks, that's what it is. So I honestly, you could bump that up to 600 for the first hour and, you know, 450, 500 for each hour after that. And, you know, it's an additional revenue stream coming in for the city. You know, this does not go into the department's budget. This isn't for us to make. So, you know, the city pays for the fuel and stuff in the vehicles and, you know, maintenance, you know, that's kind of through our budget, but this is, if I'm correct, comes back to the city for the general. And that doesn't go into our fire department budget, correct?
It does.
It does?
Yep.
Okay.
Do you think 150 on each of those is out of line? You don't think that's too much?
Nope.
Okay.
I honestly don't, you know, I mean, if you want to sit down and take count of the hours of training we have, you know, to provide whatever it is we're training, whether it's extrication or medical help, and you want to tell me that $600 isn't worth us being there, go right on ahead. I don't see it happening, but.
Do you know, is there a cap that
I don't know that there is or not?
That would be my only concern, you know, because that's really where you're going to recoup from.
Right. I don't know that there is. I'm not even quite sure who a person would have to talk to if you just call up any old insurance. And
you have to call your insurance guy, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, I just asked what I do online. So
yeah, so do I. I guess I could. I know the insurance I do have is through Jason Smith. He's a retired firefighter. He might know.
I could talk to Jason
too. Yeah. I mean, he might know if there's a cap. He'd probably be the best one to ask. And then if there is a cap, I would set it at that.
Yeah.
You know, unless it's $1,000, you know, right. I don't think we need to, you know, hit the ball out of the park here. I think it, you know, we can go up a little bit and go from there. But if, say, the cap is at $500 or $550, I would set it at that.
Look into that. Just curious.
All right.
Good to know.
Thank you.
Yep.
Well, counsel, with that, do we want to? What would we want to increase that to then?
$600 and $500.
$600 and $500.
Yeah,
sounds good.
Okay. I'll make them notes. I'll go over water bills later. Is there anything else?
Do we know of one for the liquor license for the club?
Let's see. Did I add that in here?
The blank.
It's blank.
Because the 3-2 is nothing, right?
Yeah, we don't charge for the 3-2 and the on sale. I'm thinking maybe what we could do is I'd say at least $100. So you're covering the background check.
Council thoughts? $100?
Sure.
$100.
Sure. Okay. Let's do that. Okay.
Anything else for discussion? You know, obviously at the first meeting too, we'll approve the acting mayor and then so while we have that, Steven, since you're here, Chief One, should we change that? Two, are we going to have a chief two or?
Yes, we are. I talked to him here a couple times in the past week or so. He is coming back and he is coming back as chief two. He's not asking for another 6 month leave of absence, okay. But him and his family have been dealing with a lot of COVID. Okay. So he was over it before the weekend hit and was going to come back on Monday for training, but his kids got it. So I requested him not to show up. But he has full intentions of returning as
and then chief two, and then he'll act as emergency manager too then.
Correct.
Okay.
If something changes, I'll talk
yeah.
to you.
Okay. Yeah. Let me know.
If whatever reason he would feel like, you know, might finish have a permit be done, we might have to look at revisiting where it used to be at. I don't want to do that myself, but I feel it should be on two different people. But like I said, the way the officer thing is going, I'm the only one I can guarantee is going to be here. So,
okay. And that we'll approve at the first meeting in January, right?
Correct.
Okay. We'll move on then, unless there's any questions, to the final 2023 final tax levy and budget.
So the first thing we have on there, and we discussed it already, is the bid tabs. So if we want to move forward with that project and we can get into it to the budget, we can go through the budget and then come back to this if you want. But we're looking at about, I apologize, it's kind of wonky here, $79,813 was the lowest bid for Schneider Excavating. I do have that built into the budget. So I'll just kind of pull up the budget and go through real quickly from our last discussions. But before I jump into that, is there any input from the public? Water main improvements where the old water tower was.
Didn't we put up a new water tower so it's got all new plumbing?
Yep, but we still have current plumbing there we need to take care of.
Like removal?
It'll actually be moving it off to the north side of the lot there. That piping, I don't know, it's probably ancient. At some time it's going to need to be replaced anyways, but now is the time to do it because we also have pipe that's exposed to the air that needs to get covered, you know, at least underground below the frost too, to keep it from freezing. And also that flows to a hydrant, and it also services as some of the homes there too yet. So
that's built in with your 323, right?
Yep. So just go over it real quick. Gosh, what did we start it again? Is it 10?
A little over 10.
A little over 10. I have it down now to, maybe this will help, it's kind of hard to see there. 3.23% now. From when we last met, so the changes I've made, I've made adjustments for the wages. And then I'll go over our wish list items too, the unknowns. But getting down to it, so what we would be looking to do is we'll be transferring about $76,000 out of the general fund into the water fund to pay for the improvements and to kind of help offset a lot of those costs. What we've talked about was the city savings account. So what I am suggesting, it's open to discussion with council, public, is taking out the money we set aside for improvements versus taking out of that fund to help pay for this. It would just be doing a 1 year pause on those transfers into savings, which then that allows us to save $14,000 and get that down to that, you know, 3.2% increase. You know, with the public here, I'm sorry, I'm just kind of whipping through this and you're all probably like, what is what? But I mean, we could sit here all night if you wanted to do line item by line item. But as you can see, you know, the biggest unknowns, I think, for us right now is really the maintenance position. But I've kind of got numbers figured in for that. But, you know, our legal fees, which we've been running extremely high.
Hopefully,
I'm hoping this is the last year of this, but you know, and then just other various increases. You know, we've seen a decrease in health insurance, which is crazy. But there's other increases that take into effect there for work comp, property, electricity, natural gas, and natural gas might even be low. So that's where we're at there. So, like I said, we're at there with them changes. We're at 3.23% now. Just to get into the water fund, sewer, and all that. So, to kind of help offset a few of the costs too, it punched in about a 2% increase to the water rates. And I've created about a 5% increase in the sewer rates. What we've been doing in the past is we haven't been keeping up with the sewer. We've kind of kept them rates flat as we've increased water rates, you know, quite a bit for the improvements we've made. But now we're getting to a point where I think we want to try to start at least breaking even in the sewer fund. And we're looking at about a 4.5-5% increase to get to break even in the sewer fund revenues versus expenses. And then same with water. If we increase rates about 2%, that'll get us at about break even. The nice thing is we'll have a lot of monies freed up after 2024, when about $55,000 come off the book for debt for the water wells. So that's what I propose. And with that, the average user, not saying everybody, but if you use about 4,000 gallons a month, it would be a proposed increase of about $2.94 a month. I know no one wants to hear increases, but a lot of things we've been faced with are huge increase in our chemical costs for water treatment.
Council, any questions? Thoughts on the rates? Do you want to accept the proposal or?
Yeah.
Any objection? Then we good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just on the water.
Just the rates. Yeah. Just the rates.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. So then we'll get into what we like to call our prioritizing wish list items. So that's what we have here. So the items in red is what is in the budget. These other items that are in black are not in the budget. And if they're in blue, they're in the 22 budget. So I think the biggest thing about all these, we've kind of ironed them down. We've reduced that. We keep the gas pressure washer in. Shelving for the shop, we reduced to $1,000. Various tools, we reduced to $2,000. We have $1,000 in there for tires because we had $1,500 budgeted. But like everything else, they've gone way up. So we'll be looking to purchase them in 2023 with the additional funding. New printer for shop, we have in there for $300. We increased clothing allowance from $250 to $500. We have a new freezer chest for the park of $800, ball field diamond dust, floor scrubber for the hall. The diamond dust, I guess that would be one of the, I don't know. I just don't know, you know, how bad the fields are.
I don't know either. I know Brandon, I think that was his name, he was down there towards the end of the year with the skid steer, you know, kind of leveling it or mixing it up and leveling it, but I haven't been down here. I mean, I coached Little League there this summer, and the field seemed to be in decent shape. I mean, they're not Amber Cox Field, but right. I mean, you're talking 7 and 9 year olds playing on it. So,
I'll pass here. So,
you know, just as long as they're groomed, I mean, they seem fine.
Okay. So that would be maybe one of the things open. We have new water meters in there. Chemicals increase, the water tower demo, which will be in 2022, and then the $80,000 for the water main improvements. But the things then kind of left open for discussion. Is anything on here? And the two big ones would be the officer wages and the benefit level increase for fire members.
Can you add those in and see where?
Yeah, so if we do both, you're probably looking at about another 1.5%.
At least.
Yeah.
Council thoughts?
Take the diamond dust out, the fields, take that out for just this year, see where we're at.
So if we're increasing our water rates and everything, right? And then we said, oh, I'm better and we have this big expense for a lot of, where is the extra funds going to be allocated, or is there going to be a decrease? I'm guessing we're not going to decrease our utilities, right? So then where would the rest of that
future capital improvements?
So it'll go to the general fund?
Probably the water fund.
The water, okay.
And that's provided Met Council doesn't give us another unfunded mandate.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know if many of you are aware of it, but it's coming down the pipeline. And so that money will, it'd take a pretty good argument to change my mind that it needs to stay in the water fund because there's new lead and copper rules coming out. And what that entails is cities have to, by 2024, end of 2024, or fall of 2024, have to create an inventory of everything in town, including homes. And then after that, that's going to have to be replaced. So there are going to be some expenses. Homeowners aren't going to be happy. And you're going to see some big bills come down the line. You know, they claim there's funding out there, but yeah, when you're low on the pole, we don't always get the funding. I like to refer to them, and most cities do, as unfunded mandates. This could be another big one.
So if you're going to be coming out and investigating our houses?
The city will be doing that, investigating to see the pipe that's coming into your house, what type it is, PVC, lead, galvanized, ductile, you know, whatever it is. We have to inventory that.
Oh, from the actual water tower that?
Not the pipes in our everything house. In the ground. Let's just put it that way. Okay. All the water lines, including homeowners.
Oh.
And that could become a major, major expense. So just when you think you have money, you don't.
Yeah.
Kind of like your own checkbook. Go on vacation and something breaks. Guaranteed.
Wow. All right, so where are we at?
Yeah, so really if we, you know, take that 25, so you'd probably be at about, you know, if you were to approve both, if we go back to the fire department's options here. So then we take that out, it almost cancels out the wages. So it'd be about another 1% increase roughly if you do both.
I'm personally, I'm probably not gonna make a ton of friends right here. But I'd like to keep the pair at 2000. I wanna increase that to 2000. And I just wanna see where that settles out. I'm a little bit nervous. I probably shouldn't be, but I'd like to see.
City contribution is 5,100 now. I just don't know what that looks like in 1 year, 2 years.
It's an unknown to me. So I'm personally, I'm comfortable at 2,000.
They're at 1,800 now, right?
Yeah, correct.
I agree with that.
So split the difference, it'd be $2,000, yeah.
2,000 and then give the officer increase.
That, yeah, I mean, that's where I'm at. Wipe out the diamond dust. keeping the officer pay and raise parrot to 2,000. And you know what everybody else thinks.
I think that's fair, I think. I mean,
with those changes, what do we look at?
Equal.
What does the maintenance job entail? You know, like mowing, besides fixing stuff, because obviously that's a question. But, right? So, like, because what we could do, I don't know how it would affect, like, budgeting and stuff, but I'm guessing cheaper. We could, like, try to find, like, community residents or younger kids that could maybe mow a lawn on it, or I don't know what that has to be.
Well, I'd love that, but you get into liability issues then. And it would take one tragic thing and lawsuit to wipe out the city. So I love that idea. I do. And I wish the world was not a lawyer's world. But if we have just everybody volunteering to do things, if someone decides to climb the water tower and falls off and dies, what do you think that's going to cost the city? Well, there's, hate to tell you, but they're out there.
I don't know, because every time I count on where you're discussing this, I mean, I guess I understand the liability, but even like starting the thing, isn't that how you just like write this thing, or even you could have a backpack sprayer, have people out there with backpack sprayers.
What diamond dusting is adding rock. So you have to pay for the rock. No. No, we're adding red rock, so to say.
Well, regardless, I think that maybe take off a look, because it sounded from the maintenance worker, right, that, oh, we have so much to do. But I don't know. I don't understand it. And so, would it be beneficial to potentially, you know, even pay a little bit less and try and build a condition with a couple different people? So we're not looking at overtime and things like that, and potentially lower. Hey, you're in charge of X, Y, and Z, and then the person.
No, to be honest, not in today's market.
Yeah, you can't do it.
No.
Pretend to know what they're doing, you're going to have to pay them. I mean, and that, yeah. Not just here, that's
everywhere.
And the price we're offering right now, there's no, the people applying, there's no experience.
Yeah.
They're coming from completely different career fields.
Clearly. Might be too late, but you could have, but you never know.
So with those changes, we're looking at 3.18%.
Any other additional tweaks we want to make?
And as you can see, you know, we've 2%, 1.4%. Now 3%. You know, nobody likes increases, but I think considering, you know, we don't sit up here and waste money. There's improvements made and they cost money, and everything costs money nowadays, a lot more.
Yeah.
So considering inflation and just everything that's going on, I know no one wants an increase, but I think it's manageable.
I think that's really manageable. Yeah, especially everything that's going on right now. We have to get and keep city employees. We have to get and keep firefighters. I mean, we've got, if people want to balk at the increase, you can talk to anybody in this room as to why, why it's there.
So maybe raising the water and sewer, I don't know. Are we doing anything to the actual property? Yes, I know that they increased because of the school demands, right? Mm-hmm. But have they increased other than that? Or why are we capitalizing on potentially doing 1% or 3% on that? Because you're going to get a significant amount more. Is it because of how the funding has been allocated?
Well, it's all separate. We're just talking what the city needs to collect from the taxpayer to pay its bills.
So property taxes doesn't go to the city?
Yes.
It does?
Yes. The 3%. I guess I'm not following you.
Okay, so like
the county level taxes.
Separate from the property taxes.
That's all separate.
It's separate.
County, school district, that's all. Yes, that's what you pay, but that goes to the county. That goes to the school district. The city portion comes to us. So I don't understand what you're saying. Capitalize on others.
Okay.
Because I don't worry about county. I don't worry about... Okay.
So we pay property taxes. And I'm just saying, I know that there was an increase because of this school stuff. And I understand it doesn't come here, but do the rest of our property taxes actually come to the city, or do they go to the county, or is it divvied up? Because could we potentially, instead of keep like nickel and diming on the water,
well, the county sets their budget, right?
Okay.
Just what we're doing here tonight.
Yeah.
They set their budget. They have a complex formula that I don't even want to get into right now and how they figure it out. Is figuring out based on your evaluation, right? So they figure out their budget, what they need to collect in taxes to balance their budget,
okay.
Right? School district does the same thing. That's And the city does the same thing. And then there's special taxing districts and whatever else on your taxes, right? They're all separate. Each line item is a separate, totally different thing. I don't even consider any of that because it's my job to take care of the city and set the city's budget.
Okay.
I mean, now if you want, you want input on the county and the school districts, you'll have to go to their hearing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I go to my city because under the assumption we live here, and so some go to county, some go to the city and stuff. And so I know things get broken down.
In total, yes. When it's breaking down, this much goes to the county, this much goes to school district, this much of your taxes goes to the city, and this much goes to the special districts. Yes.
Yeah. And we put in, well, I think, well, maybe because the problem with putting an increase, then it's forever, right? Like you don't decrease taxes. But like, is there a way that we could potentially say, hey, this is our fireman fund and we're going to need an extra.
If I had a crystal ball, I could tell you for the next 10 years, but I don't have that crystal ball. So it's really tough to, you know, dictate, you know, because even this is an educated guess. Because who's to say, you know, there's so many economic factors that can happen that can change and blow our budget right out of the water. You know, prime example could be a natural gas shortage. You know, well, I'm just saying there's all kinds of those things that can really blow your budget out of whack. You know, it's really kind of, I try to explain, it's no different when I do the city's budget. I take into consider it like my own checkbook. I don't sit here and look for, you know, like, I sure would be nice to have a $100 pen. I don't need a $100 pen. Give me the cheapest ones. Do they work? You know, it's all about maximizing your dollar, right? And that's what we're trying to do, is maximize your dollar and keep a tight budget. But that's why we've sat here since September, having meetings and looking at, reduce, we always start high and then we reduce it to where we feel is a livable, comfortable increase. So that's what we've done. We've gone from over 10% down to 3% now, if that helps explain kind of the process. I mean, it's there's a lot in the budget. Like I said, we could be here till 2 in the morning if you wanted me to really go through line by line.
No, we're good.
So at the end of the day, if we approve this budget here, based on what we set preliminarily, we've cut taxes by 97%. Just saying.
You know, and don't come to me if you're like, you told us 3.18%. Remember, it's on a complex formula and it's based on your evaluation. So if your evaluation goes up a lot, you know, your city taxes could increase 5%. But I'm just looking as a general, as a whole, on average, what they're going to be. There's so many factors that go into determining what you pay in taxes. And that's something you can take up with your legislators to make the formula a little more simple. You know, they're the ones with a $17.8 billion surplus. That's who you need to call.
Yeah.
Because there's not that many residents. Because from the city meeting, they paid $120 for like, was 3 months or 4 months. It was like quarter of a week.
Well, in the last 15 years, we've done $3 million in improvements. Divide that by 210.
Is it 210 people in Hamburg?
Well, that's how many services, water services there are.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of money.
And Hamburg doesn't have any business.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of the reasons why Hamburg sits where we're at. We're at a low population level, and we don't have anything for business to help.
With a higher tax rate.
For everyone else.
Well, with all of the work that we've had done, wouldn't it be beneficial for a business to come in?
Yeah.
My dear, maybe. Word.
Okay. We'll take business.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. We'll take all the business we can get.
But most of them show up and go like this.
Yeah. They want handouts.
Ask us how we know.
No. Well, a simple way to put it, they come in, want to bring their business here, but they want the city to pay for all the improvements. Well, them improvements are $200,000, $300,000. Do you guys want to fit that? Probably not.
I can find other stuff to spend $300,000.
I would probably agree with you.
So any other questions on the budget? Right now, it looks like we're looking at a 3.18% increase over last year's budget. Is there anything else we want to add or delete?
So if not, before we approve it, what I just would like to do is, one, make a motion to accept the bid from Schneider Excavating for the water main improvements.
Councilman Tracy, make a motion to accept the bid from Schneider Excavating for the water main improvements at the old water tower site.
Second it.
So moving seconded to approve or accept the Schneider Excavating bid for water improvements of $79,813. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lendai, all oppose. Passes.
All right. So then I would look for us to adopt the 2023 final budget as amended tonight. And we can do that by approving resolution number 2022-15, which will state in the resolution that we will set the tax levy at $563,828.
What was that number again? Five what?
563,828. That was 2022-15.
Yeah.
Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to approve resolution number 2022-15, 2023 final budget levy of $563,828.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve resolution number 2022-15 for the 2023 final budget and tax levy. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Buckton, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. The budget is set.
All right. One last thing that we have to do for PARA then. Since we have that set, we have that in the budget, setting the limit to 2,000, the benefit level, to approve resolution number 2022-16. Resolution opting to increase the benefit level for firefighters who have vested in the statewide volunteer firefighter plan. So we'd be increasing that level to 2,000.
I make a motion to approve resolution number 2022-16, increasing the Hamburg Fire Department benefit level for 2023 to 2,000.
Councilman Poplar, second.
Move and second to approve resolution number 2022-16. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Buckman, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Passes. Yeah. So with that, move on to city council reports. Councilman Poplar.
Nothing.
Did you leave him off intentionally? Mm-hmm. Councilman Buckentee?
Oh, I have nothing, so.
He knew that. It was my gift to him.
That's our Jason.
Did you have anything, Jason?
No.
Okay. Councilwoman Weber?
Nothing.
Councilman Tracy?
Nothing here.
We will be working on a newsletter going out this week. And that, Councilman Buckentee, thanks for your last couple of years, year and a half or whatever it was, or was it 2 years? Year? Yeah. Feels like two.
It does.
Yeah. Chief.
Can you get a section in the newsletter just stating that we are hiring?
Sure. Yeah, most definitely.
Get a hold of myself or Jeremy. We are hiring. So please get that. We're working on stuff ourselves. So our calendar will hopefully be coming out soon, and that's got something on the cover sheet about it. So
as I've said once, I'll say it again. And I'll probably say it again. If you have anything for the newsletter, please talk to me or email me. Always looking for stuff to put into the newsletter. And that goes to not just firefighters, that goes to the public. If there's anything you'd like to see in there, let us know.
Yep. Nice. Well, that's all I have. Hopefully everybody has a good rest of the year. And hopefully we don't, knock on wood, we don't have any major catastrophes befall our small city, but be safe as the snow falls. And just a reminder to those of you that do park on the street, this Thursday might be a plowable event, so make sure your cars are off the streets. I look for a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Council Poplar second.
It's moving second to adjourn. All in favor.
Council Poplar, aye.
Councilor Buckton, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Hamburg City Council for December 13, 2022 is adjourned at 20:08.